Welcome to the press conference with Yuri Provo. So we'll start with questions in the room. Please, Charlie.
Giorgio, that's an impressive performance in the second half, especially for you guys. You know, what did you maybe talk about at halftime when you were overturning that?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think our first second half was way better than the first one. I think we got caught in the middle position. First half, we didn't know, it was not going how we planned. So in the change room, Patrice was we need to go. So we say, okay, let's do it. So we just change mentality and say, we have to go. We need to score 2 goals. We want to win this game. We are not here to tie the game. So we say, we need to score 1 goal at a time. And I think the mentality changed more than actually what happened. The tactics.
The set piece is more, can you maybe just explain the design of that play?
I think that position is very weird because you never know if you have to cross, you have to shoot. So I was I'm gonna go cross the ball towards the goal. So it's gonna bounce, it's gonna go on the goal. If someone's gonna touch it, good. If not, it's gonna go on goal. We saw so many goals like this. So I was just making difficult for the goalkeeper and likely it went in. Yeah, since last year we were very used to score first and go up in the game. We concede too many goals in the second half. So starting the game on the wrong foot, it gave us the opportunity to change this trend. And I think we need to say thank you to our bench, because we have to all remember there is 6-7 guys in the bench. And today guys that came in, young guys, Biello, they never played in the CPL, came in and stepped up, Thiago. He struggled with injury, coming first ball goal. So it's very happy because the guy they play less, they came in and they show the level. So when we are 18 player plus 25, because there's some guys at home, they played together, we can do whatever.
There's getting kind of a bit feisty on the field, a couple of scrums from you guys and New York players. How do you guys kind of make sure that you don't get too caught up in those moments and do anything?
I think you need to find the line with to be too aggressive and too tricky. I think your player just fall in the ground for no reason and without even touch them. So that's their plan. They're very used to do this since last year, so we know that. So we try, let's see if we actually go and get in the ground. And the referee actually told me, I'm not going to give you a yellow. I know they're just going in the ground for no reason. So I was okay, let me do it. And in the end, I got a yellow card for something that I didn't even do it. So I was I don't know. It's very weird, so it's okay.
I know you've sort of discussed already with the difference between the first half and the second half, but in the first half we saw that Halifax are maybe having a few more issues progressing from the middle of the pitch on the ground for passing. Obviously on the ball, Kareem goes over the top, but it's Thiago on the ball. So just from your perspective as a player, how did you sort of see that short versus long game?
I think depend of the opponent. We expect York to press, but they actually didn't. So we're very good to play through the team. But they sit low, not even low. They just sit in the middle block, and we're very high actually. So we're there's so much space behind. So the space between line was not very large. So we're finding difficulty in that period. So second half was we know that if we play behind, we're faster player than them. So say let's test them. And. And luckily we got Thiago, he's very fast, so he came in long ball first touch, so that was actually the plan. Depend of the team.
Hi Giorgio, greetings from Renato Imapoli. My question is, what part of today's performance are you most proud of? And do you have any message for the fans? I know that the season is just starting up, but if you have any message for them, it would be awesome.
The message for the fans is just believe in us. Because this year we have a very deep team, and if we start with the wrong foot as we did, we are guys that can come in and do the job for us. So just believe in us, just support us, and that's it. Thank you.
Okay. Well, this is the only game that you're going to play here this season, because the next time you play these guys at home is actually going to be in Quebec.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about
so
it.
So could you say something, like to pump up that game about all the Quebec fans coming out to watch and how good it will be for the league, more teams, etc.?
That's good, because York is not always a good team. It's difficult to come here to play, so I think playing Quebec, we have a lot of guys from Montreal, Quebec, so yeah. I think we're gonna play like at home, so we're gonna have that's gonna be good for us, and yeah, it's just gonna be a soccer game, so like doesn't really matter. Like here in York we have still a lot of Halifax fan, so doesn't really matter where we're gonna play. We're happy to bring soccer to Quebec because hopefully it's gonna be a new city for next year, and yeah, that's it.
Guys, thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
Okay. Don't say nothing about the ref. I just don't.
There'd be Zoom fans all over this. All back home in.